All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I got an action-packed, awesome podcast today with Joshua Reed from Red Pills TV and Alpha Warrior from the Alpha Warrior Show and Rumble. This is going to be stellar. So we're going to be talking about sedition, the battle ahead, Dick Cheney's funeral, and the Epstein files. This is going to be epic. First, folks, get your collagen. You got to look good. You got to look good. Get your collagen. In a recent clinical trial this year, women who took 2.5 grams of collagen peptides daily for 8 weeks saw an average of 25% reduction in eye wrinkle depth, a 9% improvement in skin elasticity, and a 29% look in skin hydration, proving collagen can visibly strengthen and rejuvenate skin from within. I take it every day with my coffee. This is why I use today's sponsor, BioTrust Aegis Multicollagen, and I'm obsessed with the results it's giving my skin. BioTrust Aegis Multicollagen helps supercharge my skin health using five premium types of collagen needed to help reduce wrinkles. I've noticed smoother skin, more elasticity, more hydration, fewer fine lines, and a youthful glow. A youthful glow. Plus, it also helps promote my joint health, bone strength, and connective tissues on top of my skin health. For a limited time, you can grab a bag of BioTrust Multicollagen, Aegis Multicollagen, for 51% off at Trim with Nino, or actually it's Health with Nino. Plus, you'll also receive a VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free express shipping with your order. So get on it, folks. Get started on looking your best. All right, guys, this is going to be great. So I don't know who wants to kick this off, but I'll just go ahead and share the screen just for a second. We have all kinds of stuff going on here. Trump signs. Let's start with Epstein. Let's just kick it off with Epstein, and then we'll work our way to sedition, because it's all coming right on time, it seems like to me. Everything's just lining up. So now Trump signs bill to release the DOJ's Epstein files. What do you guys think we're looking at here? Do you think it's going to be severely redacted? It says here it has to be done within 30 days. So, Josh, if you want to kick this off, go ahead.
Oh, gotta love it. So number one is you got to look at the psychological warfare that's been going on since Trump came in the office. You had the kayfabe feud between Trump and Elon. Elon comes out and says Trump's in the Epstein files. And this is what kicked it off with the Democrats. The Democrats out there going, oh my God, Trump's in the Epstein files. And you get everybody on the left side stating what? You need to release the Epstein files, release the Epstein files. Well, why? Well, we just find out more recently, Ana Paula Luna comes out and says that a DOJ whistleblower came out and notified her and gave her evidence that the Biden DOJ destroyed evidence and manipulated evidence files of the Epstein files. So this is the idea that we have to understand, that from 2020 to 2024, the Biden DOJ was covering up their crimes and complicities. They were going out there and removing all indications of collusion with Jeffrey Epstein from their files, from the evidence. And this is why they were so assured that, hey, we can release these Epstein files. We've already planted the evidence. We know that there is an operation going on with Epstein from 2017 to 2019 to frame Trump. We saw this with Plaskett and Epstein on a text message while they were deposing Michael Cohen. And this was a setup. So in 2020 to 2024, they were basically framing the evidence against Donald Trump and removing the evidence against them. So when the Democrats started coming out and saying, hey, release the Epstein files, Kevin Spacey, release the Epstein files, Stephen King, release the Epstein files, they were assured that this evidence was destroyed. And Trump played them like a fiddle the whole time, like, ah, it's nothing but a Democrat scam. Oh, there's
folks,
nothing
a big
there.
Democrat.
Move on with it. And then all of a sudden, boom. Hey, we're going to release 50,000 points of evidence. I just signed the bill. We're going to release all the evidence. And guess what it's going to show? That the Democrats are the ones. And now there's panic in D.C. And this goes back.
Not just panic in D.C., bro. Panic in Hollywood.
Right.
This is bad.
This is really interesting. So all three movies playing simultaneously, Guard Isaacgate and Panic in D.C. Isn't that interesting? Now, when we start to look at the evidence, here's my thoughts on it. I don't think we're going to learn anything new about Jeffrey Epstein, okay? I don't think things that we know, we're not going to learn anything new. What we're going to find out is that there was a cover-up by the Democrats that destroyed evidence, which is going to bring about criminal implications for people in the DOJ and government and the Biden administration, and that there is collusion amongst Jeffrey Epstein and the Democrats to undermine Donald Trump. That's what we're going to find out with the release of this tranche of evidence. Now, does that the good guys, the Patriots, the White Hats, does Trump team have all of the files that were destroyed? Yes, they absolutely do. And this
Which
is why
will
James.
lead to Trap 2.0, and I'll go after you
That's
on that.
right. Yeah. So, and this is why James Comer just yesterday issued a subpoena on JP Morgan Chase and Deutsche Bank for all the financial records of Jeffrey Epstein, because that's where it gets really, really dark and that's connected. If you go back a few years, Denise George was the attorney, the attorney for the U.S. Virgin Islands that was investigating Jeffrey Epstein. And the moment that she subpoenaed Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan Chase, and Deutsche Bank, she got fired and shut down. This is after she sent subpoenas out to Sergey Brin and Larry Page of Google. And there's a bigger story of what was involved there and why they wanted to shut it down. But what you're not going to find the connections to the intelligence agents. You're not going to find out that Jeffrey Epstein was a covert agent working from the 1970s on forth as a middle management aspect between the intelligence agencies and big corporations, philanthropies, and NGOs as the middleman who mitigates money. In other words, in 1980s, you had a guy by the name of Aidan Khashoggi. If you remember Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed by MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, how he cut him up in little pieces, his uncle was Aidan Khashoggi, who, by the way, was the arms trafficker who basically sold arms in the Iran-Contra affair. Now, how do you cover up those illicit funds? How do you move illicit money into legitimate money? Well, they put people in place to do that. That guy was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was this intermediary who took illicit money. Dark and moved it into dark money through various different proxy organizations, and then would put it into structured investments, which then would come out of those investments as legitimized money. This is primarily what Epstein did in the intelligence agencies, but this transmuted back in the early 2000s with the new agenda that came about. So you're not going to find really any of that information out. What you're going to find out is really probably circa
And that would
2018 to
relate to national
2025.
security threat, right? That having
Huge.
huge. So that's
Huge
why
national
those won't be
security.
in there. What can we expect to be in there, Josh? I've
Here.
heard names of certain politicians. They will leave out victims' names. It will be heavily redacted, correct? We're still going to look
Yes.
at something that's heavily redacted, but will we get some meat on the bones? Will we get politician names? Will we get celebrity names? I've heard yes from certain guests. I want to know what you think.
Before you go into that, Josh, this question sets up the perfect understanding of what's the big question, what's going to come next? And this is the Trap 2.0. And you know, your audience can go back and they can follow some of the stuff that me and Josh have been saying all the way back to March, where we said exactly what Anna Paulina just came out and said. We said the reason they're calling for this is for what Josh laid out. They compromised the investigation. This is why Trump went out on Truth Social a few months ago and everybody lost their mind. Oh, he's calling it a hoax. He's not calling the victim stories a hoax. He's calling the investigation a hoax. But what did he do? And people could argue, so is Massey part of this kayfabe? Trump put out a video. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Actually, I think it was yesterday. And in the video, he says, "Oh, I know that every time I say something, they go the opposite. So I gotta go." And it's fourth grade, opposite day. He literally says that this is the way he plays it. So with that understanding, he walked them in the last 10 and a half months. He walked them into the trap of demanding Epstein, making every excuse of why you
Baiting them, baiting them,
just
baiting them.
baiting them, but also making them make his arguments for the future of why you can't hide it, why it has to be unclassified. He made them make the arguments. Now, what are we going to see right now? What's next? Trap 2.0. And this is how I'll explain it. If you see in the law that was passed, Pam Bondi still has the ability to keep information classified. Now, there's two likely reasons that that's going to get explained. One, names of people who are still victims, who are still minors by law, that has to be re redacted and censored out. But a lot of them have aged out. So if you still have minors, and we know Epstein was arrested years ago, well, they should already be adults unless you had new victims. What did Pam Bondi in her press conference say? We encourage victims to continue to come forward. What does that tell you? It sets up what's really going on, a new investigation, a RICO investigation. So this is what everybody, I guarantee you guys bet the house on this. This is what you're going to see. As these information and this downloadable format comes out, people are going to see the redacted stuff. And what's the new agenda going to be? Well, that's where Trump's at. That's what implicates Trump. And they're going to make these demands for that set of information. Now, what is the other reason besides victim names? Ongoing investigations. You're not going to publicly release information that's part of an ongoing investigation. And what we're going to see in this is you're going to see evidence that shows that it was compromised by Biden's DOJ, Obama's DOJ, Ray, Comey. They all compromised it. And it's going to open up that conversation, but it's going to create a new demand for investigations. It's going to create a new demand to release this redacted info, which Trump is walking them into again.
Brilliant.
And you got to remember, the PSYOP that's been played since the beginning of the Trump administration has been on the left, because now you have influencers on the left, massive amounts of people in Hollywood in left politics calling for the release of these documents, which means that they're integrated, they're watching, they're waiting. And so the other key point here is that they destroyed evidence. We know this, but what have we also seen? Immediately after the criminal investigation for grand jury was sent for James Comey and John Brennan, John Brennan went on MSNBC or CNN, and he said, this is nothing more than a Russia hoax. This information doesn't exist. It's fake. And the reason he's saying that is because he knows the Biden DOJ destroyed that evidence. But then Kash Patel, DNI Gabbard come out and say, well, actually, there's a secret skiff 3529 in the seventh floor of the FBI that was found in a broom closet that we didn't even know about. And we go in there, and inside the skiff are burn bags. And inside the burn bags are all of this FISA.
Do you think those burn bags were ever real? Or do you think those?
No. Because we already had it.
Yeah, we already had it all.
What did they just say the day before yesterday? We even found Comey's personal notes. Do you think that dude left personal notes?
This is military intelligence. This is so one thing that we need to see, the Trump administration 1.0 knew what was going to happen. They understood what was going to happen. I believe 2018, a special access program was developed through military intelligence, covert action, to go and spy on the deep state, to go spy on these guys, specifically the Biden administration, when they come in. And they knew that they were destroying evidence. They knew that they were going to attempt to destroy evidence. And what it was to preserve evidence. FISA warrants were active, and we are seeing the fruits of that labor right now. And how's that coming down? Well, that's coming down through DNI Tulsi Gabbard. This is why the idea of military intelligence is so important, right? That military is the only way. And how do you get military intelligence over all other three-letter agencies? Well, right now you have Lieutenant Colonel, probably General, Tulsi Gabbard over all three-letter agencies. She never resigned her commission, which you're supposed to do when you're a cabinet member. Then you have Jason Quiñones in the Southern District of Florida, who is the U.S. attorney over there. Well, guess what? He's a lieutenant colonel as well, has not resigned his commission, which he's supposed to. Why do we have these military officers in these positions? Because the military, through this covert operation that was spying on the Biden administration, on the deep state, is giving this information. They're bringing a cover story up like we found it in a skiff with burn bags because they knew the documents existed. And here's the thing is the Democrats, they can't say anything. They can't say, well, we destroyed that.
Right. Then they look guilty, even more guilty. Right.
That's right. So now gotcha.
Add this too, Josh, to what you're saying. Was it 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago? 20 JAGs being sent to D.C. to assist the attorney general.
That's huge. 20 JAGs?
20 JAGs.
Wow.
So I want everybody to see that the Epstein thing isn't so much about Epstein. It's about the coordination of destroying evidence and the cover-up of Epstein. And I think that that's what this declassification is actually going to show. Now, does Epstein have intelligence ties? What's Epstein doing? Some crazy, evil, dark stuff? Oh, boy. We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. But on the other hand, there's this other side war that's going on with Trump. We got to remember, Trump has to protect foreign leaders. He's got to protect foreign heads of state. He's got to go out there. He's got donors who are on those Epstein files, right? Now, how does Donald Trump say, release the Epstein files and then betray these people. He can't do that. He's an honest, integrity man, even when it comes to that type of stuff. So he's playing this game, creating kayfabe feuds. Elon Musk, Trump's in the Epstein files. At Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not a big fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene, but it's kayfabe.
But hold
Why?
on, you do believe that's theater?
Yeah, it's all theater.
Yeah,
And the
I
reason
do
it's
too.
theater
I
is
think it's
because
theater, 100%.
Trump is no, don't release the Epstein files because he's got to have the optics to the global people that, hey, I'm with you, I'm trying to protect you, but then I got these rogue elements out here that are pushing for it and they're progressing it, and there's nothing I can do. And so this was meant to bring about. They're working for Trump's agenda to bring these things out while Trump is playing, hey, I don't want anything to do with this because this is part of the psyop. Because
So
you've
is
got.
this, are we now in the time or the window where it's all systems go? Because we're outside Venezuela, we're there getting ready to strike. I've heard it's weapons hot. We could expect narco terrorist backlash or strikes on us within the country cells to be activated. I mean, is this all now culminating to a time, a climax when all of this shit is going to pop?
You have Mexico that released yesterday videos of the Mexican army training in what looks like, when you watch the video, what would look like a border assault. Now, granted, Mexico's army is not even the most powerful. It would be their cartels. But it's just, again, it's the optics, it's the agenda. And this takes us all the way back to January when Trump put the largest presence, we've talked about this on your channel before, Nino, the largest presence of the US military at the southern border. Even after, because it took them less than a week to get the border secured to 99%, and he kept adding units and adding units. So right away, we knew that there was something more beyond this is just to keep people from, sneaking into our country.
I saw it, right? I saw tanks rolling in, armored vehicles. I'm like, yeah, this ain't to stop illegal immigration. I mean, sure, it's going to be a threat, it's going to be a presence, but when I saw the vehicles that were rolling in on the trains, and at night the Black Hawk helicopters flying, I'm like, oh boy, this is much bigger than what people know. I'm right here on the border, so I can go down there right now, and when I show up, the military stops me immediately. Places where I used to just be able to walk onto casually, now, boom, I'm stopped immediately, and they have their guns drawn, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go
Yeah.
now.
So because
what is Trump showing here? He's showing his deployment of the military under the guise of other titles. We saw it, Josh, with the QRF teams against Antifa and No Kings. It allowed him to strategically place military. We're seeing it at the southern border. What is the left and people like Laura Loomer losing their shit about right now? Trump giving F-35s to MBS in Saudi Arabia. Trump sending 30 tanks over there. Now, is Trump, and what does Trump say? Our strongest non-NATO
NATO ally.
ally. So is Trump giving them equipment, or is Trump pre-positioning American military equipment that we know how to use and operate in other portions of the world in anticipation that if you do this, we already deployed there? Because what, 30 tanks, that would be what?
Well, and you've got to
Three
also go
strategically setting up for FAFO.
Qatar, Jordan, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Turkey. Egypt all have military, in Pakistan even coming up, all have military, U.S. military defense cooperation agreements or some type of military equipment from the U.S. military there. And so there's a bigger part of this. But also, so you mentioned Venezuela. I think Venezuela is the biggest psyop out there. The reason I say that is because we know that Maduro is a U.S. intelligence controlled asset. Okay. So Maduro, there's a prime example of this. A few weeks ago, a Cessna plane came in from Colombia into Venezuela and it landed in a remote field, and Maduro's F-16s blew it up. And it was a drug trafficker. Well, why is Maduro taking out cartels in Venezuela? The idea is that the cartels control Maduro and that you have to relinquish that grip that they have on him so that he can begin to take back his own country. This is the same reason why we saw Brazil go out there and start taking out all of the cartels in Brazil, which they hadn't done for over a decade and a half. Now pre-position yourself. If you know that there's potential mercenary armies that are going to come up through the southern border, that there's sleeper cells throughout the United States that are going to rise up in blue cities, where do you pre-position your troops through legal means? Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. U.S. Navy in the Caribbean. How long would it take 4,800 Marines to fly over the United States and get deployed in American cities? A matter of hours from Puerto Rico. So this is what we have to understand, that this all this prepositioning is on purpose. Number one, it's a deterrent against these countries supporting or giving the orders for go. And this is one thing that Alpha and I have talked about from the beginning, that number one is we just learned from a agent that Israel, during the Iran conflict in the earlier this year, told Donald Trump, if you do not strike Iran, we're going to use nukes. Now, this is funny because I said this on my show. We were talking about this on our show because we had it directly from someone over there that this was legitimate information. And we put this out there, and that the reason that Trump made the moves that he made was to basically expose Israel's nuke program, was to basically ensure that Iran, but he made backdoor deals. So what has he done since then? Because I remember Israel put that video out saying that they would that if Iran gets nukes, they're going to strike all the cities. And they showed New York, Washington, Florida. Benjamin Netanyahu doubled down on this. So when Benjamin Netanyahu says, we're going to use nukes in Iran, what he was saying is, if you don't defend us, we're going to go Samson option on everybody.
Right.
And so what has Trump done since then? He surrounded Israel with U.S. military allies and equipment. UAE, Qatar, Jordan. We had the ISF, the International Security Force, that's
For
going to be
fast
present.
deployment. So
That's
boom.
right. You have the ISF that's going into Gaza that's going to take over. Who's the main country in that? Turkey. Turkey and Israel hate each other. You're letting Turkey troops into Israel? What happened? Netanyahu capitulated to Donald Trump. He's surrounded. He knows it. There's nothing they can do. So you neutralized Israel right there. Number one. Number two, China. We've neutralized China economically. Middle of this year in July and August, Xi Jinping was being undermined by the PLA and by the CCP. There is rumors that he had actually been removed from his positions of power. He has since taken back many of those positions, eradicating a lot of the bad generals from the PLA and getting rid of a lot of politicians that are just disappearing. But we have to understand that this came about because Donald Trump humiliated him on the global stage because Xi Jinping was defenseless against Donald Trump's tariffs and economic warfare. But this was all part of the plan because it neutralizes China's aggression. We have a point right now where there's economically assured destruction. If China and the US go to war, none of them will last more than 100 days because there's economic mutually assured destruction. And this is a situation that you want because it stops China from enacting any type of proxy warfare against the United States and the United States from enacting proxy warfare on China.
So China being with, in Venezuela right now is all just show. It's they're not going to do anything. Obviously, they're flexing. They're flying they're flying their jets around our aircraft carriers, around our battleships. They're not going to do anything. In other words, it's just kind of like fluffing their feathers up, but they're not going to make a move. They're going to stand out,
So
even though
I don't
Maduro has
think
asked
China's
for
going to make a move.
reinforcements.
Yeah, I don't think China's going to make a move. There is a Chinese nuclear sub presence in the Caribbean, and that's why we have so much of a naval fleet out there. In the sense of Chinese special operation forces have been working with Mexican cartels and South American cartels. We know this. We have paramilitary organizations and tier one operators on the ground actually hunting down and dismantling a lot of these channels. The idea, you got to remember, the big plan was for the Chinese military age males that came over into the United States is that they rose up after the cartel members took over the cities and secured critical infrastructure and command and control centers in cities. And then the Chinese military would come in and just take over those areas. That has been completely dismantled. So Trump has taken their primary moves away from them. And so, I mean, we had the Belt and Roads Initiative, we have all the Chinese in South America. It doesn't matter. We have such a military force in South America, they can't mess with us.
All right, so I want to just pop on this, and then we're going to talk about this more on ninoscorner.tv. But I'm going to show right now, folks. Let's pivot to Dick Cheney because I think this is very relevant with what's going on with the deep state. Dick Cheney, folks, right here. I'm going to show this for a second. Dick Cheney's funeral. So here it is, Dick Cheney. Funeral updates. It's happening right now, and what we've all kind of noticed and realized is, well, look at the flag on the coffin, folks. Right here. Here's the flag on the coffin. There it is. And Josh or Alpha, I don't know if you want to take it from here, but there's not an American flag on the coffin. He should have an American flag on the coffin being vice president. Instead, he has a Catholic-looking drape, Catholic flag on the coffin. I mean, military carrying his casket with no American flag? This is weird.
Yeah.
Traitor.
Now Josh found some information while we were discussing this before we went hot on the show tonight. And given that it's a church and it's ceremonial, this is something that happens. But again, remind everybody about the Bush funeral. That was also in a church.
The
And we
wrinkled
saw
flag is what you're saying.
a wrinkled flag. We didn't see a ceremonial Catholic flag or another religious flag. We saw the American one. So the question here is, why the absence of the American flag? And speaking of absences, you also have the absence of the Obamas. The Obamas were, at a prior funeral. They were at Trump's inauguration, but all of a sudden we've seen Michelle, who is said, "Hey, to quote her, I'm practicing the art of saying no," and she hasn't been going to these things.
Oh
So
boy.
you have a prior president and first lady. I do that with air quotes. That are not present at this. And then again, you have the absence of the flag. Now, the reason this caught my attention is because I've been telling everybody, are we going to see Cheney's coffin draped with a wrinkled American flag? And they know we're all looking for that. So they just completely went and said, we're just going to go with something different anyways. I don't know if you guys want to add something to that.
Wow,
Yeah.
Rachel Maddow was there. Look at this.
So number one
Outreach.
is Cheney is not entitled to a state funeral. So we won't see a state funeral of them. He'll be lying in repose. So there will be some type of high honors funeral. But I find this interesting because Charlie Kirk is going to get more honors for his funeral than Dick Cheney. And I think that's really important here. Now, if they're usually, so this is called a funeral pall. It's typically the flag of the church that person is representing, and this is in a church. Typically what happens is after they leave the church, the casket will be redraped with an American flag. So that's what to look out for to see if they actually drape it. And I bet that flag will be wrinkled if they do that. But this is that there's going to be no state funeral. And so I find that highly interesting because Donald Trump has the ability to authorize a state funeral, but he didn't, and he's not going to. And so he'll get military honors. He'll get all the military bases doing their cannon salute. And also, let me ask you this: is the flag at half mast?
I haven't seen the flag at half mast, no.
I haven't either. Which
I
typically,
have
when you have
not.
a vice president or president
But I
die,
think
the
I have
flag's at
seen
half
one.
mast.
When did he die? What, a couple weeks ago, was it?
It would here's
I
here's
think I
the
saw
here's
some
the
flags half mast a
here's
couple
the
weeks
other
ago.
part of the story. He died November 3rd,
Oh,
11
yeah,
dot
11-3.
three.
Three.
Damn. Wow. That's big. All right, let's skid over to the next topic I wanted to bring up. Remember, folks, we're going to talk about this more on ninoscorner.tv, but let's talk about sedition and let's talk about what Trump just said. Punishable by death. Trump floats execution for Democrats who urge soldiers to disobey illegal orders.
So this is so important, because it's the funeral of Dick Cheney today, and he said this. You just
Yeah, wrap
hone in
your
on
mind
that for a
around that.
second.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yep. And by the way, Donald Trump never issued any order for flags at half mast for Dick Cheney, but he did for Charlie Kirk.
Yes, he did. And he's done it for other prominable deaths that have happened this year as well. I think there was like two other ones where he's done it.
So it says here,
Conflicts are everything.
President Donald Trump suggested that six Democrat lawmakers who put out a video urging military members to refuse illegal orders, I covered this with Juan O'Savin on the last video, were guilty of seditious behavior punishable by death in a stunning Thursday morning's Truth Social post. And I don't know if you guys have seen Gavin Newsom come out and say, this guy's sick. He's sick in the head. Talking about Trump. The video, which was shared by Senator Alyssa Stotkin, and featured appearances from herself, Senator Mark Kelly, Jason Crow, Chris DeLuzio, Chrissy Houlihan, and Maggie Goodlander, all of whom are veterans of the military or intelligence community. Now, I showed that video on the last video with Juan O'Savin, and it shows them openly saying, to defy, disobey orders. So, and now, I would imagine, don't they have to, state what orders they are d to disobey, or just by saying d disobey orders that are go against the Constitution? I mean, soldiers can do that, correct, Josh?
Here's the thing with that,
If they
Dino.
go against the Constitution, am I right in saying that? So, what orders?
So
What orders are they referring
if
to?
a person morally believes that an order is unethical, unconstitutional, they can definitely disobey that, but expect harsh repercussions. Because here's the problem with orders in the military. It's life or death. When you're talking about strategic attack situations where you have a guy sitting at a fire control console ready to launch a tomahawk and he's given the order, launch the tomahawk now, and he doesn't do it. And he says, no, I'm disobeying this order. The reason why that's punishable by death is because when if that tomahawk did launch, maybe it stopped a nuclear missile from launching. Maybe it killed a terrorist who then got away, who goes and kills thousands of people. It's a matter of life or death when these orders are given, whether you understand it or not. And typically, people in the military, when you're at these lower levels, especially enlisted ranks, you don't understand the high level of intelligence and reasoning that are behind these decision makings. So this is why this is a very dangerous precedent. The same thing goes for the federal agents that they were referring to. They're basically trying to get federal agents to turn on Donald Trump in the massive de-immigration of our country. It's a dangerous precedent. So one of the people to look at that was in that video is Maggie Goodlander, Democrat representative from New Hampshire. Does anybody know who she's married to?
Tell me who.
Former National Security Advisor to Joe Biden, former Chief of Staff Jake Sullivan,
Okay.
which is your deep state liaison between the Obama administration and the Biden administration. So where were the orders coming from for the auto pen from Obama into the Biden White House? Jake Sullivan. So really important that she's in there because it's showing you that this is more of this kind of deep state progression and propaganda that they're pushing out there. And they know the repercussions of what they're doing. So we'll see something
So
interesting come from this.
they know, they caught wind, obviously, a long time ago. They know something's getting ready to come. They know Trump's about to make some big moves. He's already made big moves with the troop deployment in states. He's already going in with ICE agents deporting the immigrants. Obviously, we know he's setting up for something much bigger. What next moves do you guys think Trump is going to make to where they're coming out with this propaganda right now at this time, stating do not to disobey the orders? To defy Trump, what moves is Trump about to make?
Well,
Good question,
here's the
man.
thing to consider with that. That's dangerous too. And this goes back to when Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and Trump called in the generals. And remember, we were having that conversation. Now, looking at that hindsight, this what we're seeing right now with this, the insurrection, seditious calls by the Democrats, that all of a sudden hits harder because you had, and I found the clip here. You had Rep. Jason Crow. He's a Democrat out of Colorado. He's been interviewed on Fox, and she's asking him what law, which law is unlawful, and he can't answer it. And he makes a statement: "Well, Trump needs to address this by stopping it from happening because there's no law." Well, what is Trump doing by taking out these narco boats? That's exactly what he's doing. He's stopping that problem before it enters into the United States. And on top of that, what else has he done? He's negotiated with China to stop the precursor chemicals to create fentanyl. So he's showing he's stopping the logistic transport of this chemical weapon. We're calling them drugs, and he's also stopping it at its root cause from it being developed. But we know that there are still holdovers from Obama and Biden's administration in our military. And the reason that this rhetoric is so dangerous is because you're showing these people top cover. A couple of months ago, you had the little country and and Palestine that were going at it, and you had two army personnel that went in uniform and started making these public statements, and all of a sudden they were being held accountable. They're being stripped. Why? Because in the UCMJ, you can't go get involved in politics and make those statements in uniform. You just can't do that. But it's showing that this is the mentality of these holdovers that exist in the military. And so when you get Congress, this part of Congress to come out and make these statements that are very subjective, These people are going to fit it into whatever ideology they have. Now, what if this is someone that's on a nuke sub? What if this is someone that's part of an interdiction team? You put these troops' lives in danger by giving these people thinking that they got top cover. Top cover is extremely
Right.
important in the military. And what they're doing is they're giving them subjective top cover to facilitate whatever ideology they
But
have.
also you get the ideology of martyrism. So let's say that they're on the submarine. The submarine gets launch orders of tomahawks, and this person goes out there and pulls the plug, and the submarine gets destroyed because they thought that what was going on, the orders that were given, were unlawful and unconstitutional, and they wanted to save innocent people. This is how bad it can truly get.
And we saw that over the last couple of years with the service members that were doing that. What do you call it when you burn yourself alive? Emulation or something
Oh
like
yeah,
that?
emulation, yeah.
Yeah, we saw that. Now, whether you think it's MK Ultra or whatever the
All for
case may
nothing
be,
because 5 years later, Donald Trump ended
but it shows that we
That's
have
just
some
crazy.
people.
Idiot.
It's
All
and
right.
you guys want to stay tuned for what's going to be on the second half of this because we
Oh
have a
yeah,
very
okay.
awesome
We're gonna go
video.
into it right now. So let's get to ninoscorner.tv. Thanks guys for joining me. Let's talk about what's gonna happen to these lawmakers. What's gonna happen to them? These people that put out this propaganda. What could be their fate? All right, folks, meet us at ninoscorner.tv. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Alpha, so much.